Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In our efforts to make the Cleveland Cavaliers better, it is time for Trade Me. And if this is your first time listening to the bit, because it's our second time doing the bit, we're going to have Jake Murren bring to the table the things he's seeing on social media, where you guys can influence Trade Me. Just hashtag Trade Me, at Nick Wilson Says, at Jay Peterlin. Jake, what's your Twitter handle again?
At JMurren3.
I knew it was something exotic. And send in your trades.
I guess that's exotic, JP.
Yeah, it's the three. It's,
yeah, well, you're an exotic human. We always say that about you.
Like,
I mean, Jonathan's is at Jay Peterlin. Mine just is at Jay Murren, but added number three on the end.
If his was at Jay Peterlin 3, I'd be lost.
Yeah, we wouldn't know what to do with that.
That's where the exotic part comes in.
But send your trades in to make the Cavs better. We'll say whether we do think it makes the Cavs better or not. Where are we starting there, Hoss?
Go to Paris, and all of a sudden he wow.
Yeah.
It's a different Jake.
It's a spicy white now.
Spicy, spicy Jake.
Yeah.
Before he would have been like, oh, thanks, Nick, for even saying my Twitter.
Yeah.
Now he's like, how dare you have the ability to even question my Twitter handle?
My name is Jake Murren, and you will get my Twitter handle right.
We just decided you're the only person on the show that doesn't have an ego, and now here
we are.
That
is very true.
Now here we are. Big-time ego in this guy.
He's going to get out like some gloves and slap me in the face to challenge me to a duel.
We all know what the three really stands for, Jake.
What is it?
Amount of inches?
That's making the open.
I didn't make it.
I was playing your game. I was playing.
When
Jonathan says it.
I don't need the extra quarter inch. Jake?
We call you good old three for a reason.
Let's start Trade Me, guys, with a deal involving Darius Garland, where the Cavs add size to their backcourt with Donovan Mitchell. It's a one-for-one trade with the Chicago Bulls for six-year vet Lonzo Ball. Do you guys like the idea of Lonzo Ball in Cleveland?
Wait, Lonzo for whom?
Darius Garland.
Darius Garland for Lonzo Ball?
You're drunk.
Is this?
That's
the trade scenario. Are you still in Paris?
Is this from Reddit? Is that where you got this one?
Several of these are from Reddit, yes.
I gotta tell you.
Was it a Chicago Bulls Reddit?
Was it a Huffing Paint Reddit?
It was a Cavs Reddit.
What?
Yeah.
Was it Hody? Is Hody on Reddit? It feels like a Hody trade.
Is he a big Lonzo Ball guy?
I'm not going to make the joke because we already made the 3 inches joke. Hate it. I actually think Lonzo's a guy that fits if you can get like. I pitched last week Isaac Okoro for Lonzo.
Yeah, which is more the trade we're talking about here,
yeah,
Jake.
And even then, like, my concern is you're leaving a young player that could develop into that defensive dog that you need. But at least that, like, I think Lonzo has a lot of fit in what you do because he could be a secondary creator. He can just run the point just in general. He's a much better three-point shooter than people give him credit for, and he can guard 1-3. So I see the value, just not for Darius.
And we also then have to wonder about injuries and everything else. If we're going to trade Darius, I do want to get somebody that we don't have to worry as much about injuries. It's the NBA. It's a lot of guys you got to worry about injuries for, but I'd like somebody that was a little bit healthier.
Robert on Twitter said, can't do that.
Can't do
it was
that.
Something
a lot
about
we can't
a
do
French croissant in Paris and comparing it to Jake.
Robert.
216.
I'll shoot the messenger, guys.
So what else? What other trades do you have?
Yeah, we have a three-team trade here that sends Giannis to the Cavs, and the Wizards are also involved. So Washington gets DeAndre Hunter and Pat Connaughton, with the Bucks acquiring Evan Mobley, Isaac Okoro, Jalen Tyson, Marcus Smart, and two first-rounders. A steep price for Giannis. Would you guys do it?
This is a no for me, dog. Evan Mobley, DeAndre Hunter. Who else are you giving up? Isaac Okoro.
And Jalen Tyson. And two first rounders.
Well, that's the one. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
I'll trade Evan Mobley, DeAndre Hunter, and Isaac Okoro, but you bet your sweet bippy I'm not trading Jalen Tyson with him as well.
How far does Donovan, Darius, and Giannis go?
I don't know. Because everybody else around them is going to have to be NBA.
Oh, you still have Jared Allen in this idea too, right?
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine an offense with Jared Allen and Giannis together? Oh, my God. Le Brick.
Be a lot. It would kind of look like a lot like, with the size at least, what they tried to do with Kuzma and Giannis at the end of the season.
Yeah, you could also make the Giannis and Brooke Lopez. I hate it. I hate everything about it. Michael on Twitter saying, maybe LaMelo if he doesn't do the 1 foot turnaround. But yeah, Lonzo for DG, hell nah. I love watching LaMelo. I don't love watching LaMelo lose games. I felt really good. That came from a place of love. What else we have there, Jake?
Yeah, here's a fan submission on X from Vinny. He has the Cavs trading Jarrett Allen to the Rockets for Jamari Smith Jr. and Tari Eason. Nick, you teased this trade earlier in the show. Why do you like this one so much?
So you turn Jarrett into two guys. One, I think Jabari Smith becomes your starting power forward, which allows you to play big with Hunter at the three. I still think Jabari has some room to grow as a shooter. I think he plays well with Evan at the center. And I think Tari Eason off the bench is a really, really nice forward that gives you more size. Like, you want to try and start finding and developing guys that can become your Neesmiths, your this guy, your Obi Toppin. Like, I think this allows you to play a more wide-open game, and I think it might just create more room for Evan to do his thing.
I like Tari Eason.
Not a big Jabari Smith Jr. guy? Or senior, sorry.
Not my favorite. I don't know. That one's tough for me.
Really? You know, I think Jabari, his outside shooting helps. He's also like 6'11", like legit 6'11", not NBA 6'11".
Yeah. No, I do think it would work for both sides, by the way, though. Like, a lot of these trades, you turn around and you're like, well, why would the Rockets do it? I could see why the Rockets would do it.
I'll see. What's interesting is, I think my biggest concern is, I don't know if the Rockets would do it. Because I think it is a lot to give. I could see Jabari and like a backup point guard making like $4 million for Jarrett, but... I think Eason and Smith are not a big part, but they are a considerable part of what they do.
I mean, Eason's per and win share are right in line with where you want to be, and just a swap just straight up between him and Jarrett.
So yes, I would do it.
Do you start Eason then? Is he your five?
No, I think Eason's more of like another DeAndre Hunter. Like, that might be a slight undersell on Eason long term.
See, but depending who else the Rockets end up getting in this offseason, that might be something they actually do end up looking at. Like if they go big game hunting, I mean.
Because then he can go Allen and Sengun together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, and it also allows Sengun. Okay. It means Sengun doesn't have to feign defense. Can we say that?
You can say
feign
that.
Feign rim protection maybe is a better way.
All right, next up, we have a chaotic four-team trade between the Cavs, Magic, Lakers, and Nets.
These are so hard to follow. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. Orlando gets Darius Garland. L.A. gets Jarrett Allen, and Corey Joseph heads to Brooklyn. The Cavs end up with Franz Wagner, Austin Reeves, and Shake Milton. A lot of moving pieces here.
You mean
here.
Shaq-K Milton?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that from last week.
The first thing here is that the rumor today was that the Lakers would not give up Austin Reeves unless it was someone of Giannis's caliber. So I don't think it hits that.
Their Tyler Hero?
They love Austin. At least they're giving us the impression that they love Austin Reeves.
I actually buy it because they had a high price on him last year and he only got better.
Now, you said Jarrett Allen was going to L.A.?
Yeah, Jarrett Allen's
out. I actually think Jarrett Allen with the Lakers is a perfect fit in many ways. I think it does a lot of the things that the Lakers were lacking last year, especially with size and everything. I actually love the idea of Jarrett Allen on the Lakers.
I would agree with you. I will say, so you trade Jarrett and Darius, and you get back Franz Wagner, Shake Milton, and Austin Reeves.
Only one of the Wagner twins, though. We got to break up the twins.
I'm okay with that. I don't want both Wagner twins because I don't want two diehard villains playing for my favorite team. Is there a part I'd like?
Very hateable.
Is Franz,
big time punchable face.
I mean, Franz, I guess, becomes either your power
he's
forward,
very good.
And then Hunter becomes whatever other spots open, and then Austin is your two. We are playing defense, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think I would veto that one. But I love the creativity. I will say, there are parts of that that makes a lot of sense. That's hard to do in a four-team trade.
I would take it. I think you get better with this.
Ooh.
Well, a four-team
is very good.
We do have a five-team trade here. It's between the Cavs, Magic,
yeah.
Lakers, Mavericks, and Nets. For Cleveland, they end up trading Jarrett Allen to the Lakers, and they get PJ Washington from Dallas and Goga Bitadze from Orlando. Is this good compensation for trading a piece of the core four?
So I think this is more what you potentially could get for Jarrett, which is like a stretch big and then like a backup big. I am down on PJ. I think he's a bit of a throwback anyways. I've never bought into him as a three-point shooter. Oh, I just don't know. Goga's a nice backup center, by the way. You will need one of those if you move off of Jarrett Allen. It's just, it's turning... This feels like turning an all-star into two okay pieces.
Jake, you're doing a great job with the names today. I want to tell you that.
Yeah.
I didn't say Shake.
You didn't say that? You didn't.
Well, it wasn't a perfect game. No one's suggesting that. This isn't. You're not Doc Ellis right now, but you're doing very good.
Yeah, but Goga Bitadze. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, another fan submission here on X for Trade Me has the Cavs making a trade with the Bucks, but not for Giannis. They actually send Jarrett Allen to Milwaukee for Kyle Kuzma. They add that lets you play Evan Mobley at the five. Would you make this trade if you're Kobe Altman?
I like the idea that we want to get tougher, and so we trade for Kyle Kuzma. I think Kuzma, long-running, has been one of the most overrated players in the NBA. I think everybody's thinking back to his rookie season where he surprised everybody as the 30th pick, and then or 28th pick, whatever it was, and then he became like, I think he scored like 15 points a game or something dumb like that as a rookie. I mean, he's more of a wing, but I don't think he has any more growth left developmentally, and I just really don't like his game.
I mean, really, all he does is score, and we don't need that. We have people that can score.
Yeah, if Kyle ever actually took on, like, a defensive identity, if he really ever really just bought into that, I still wouldn't like it. Sorry, I tried to talk myself into it. And I was like, nah, he's not.
We spent the 4 o'clock hour basically arguing that we can't get enough pieces and touches for Evan Mobley. So I'm certainly not going to bring Kuzma in the mix and take a bunch away.
And his dyed hair. That's weird.
But he did date a Kardashian.
That's true.
Don't ask me which one, because I don't remember that.
You just described a third of the NBA.
You're not wrong. I asked my wife the other day because she put on the Kardashians. Because she still watches what is one of the number one shows on TV, by the way, because they're all very, very successful.
You are the Kardashian apologist.
They are very, very successful people. And I go, why do you think all these sports fans, they always hate the Kardashians? I told her, I gave my defending the Kardashians take because Kris Jenner's created four different billionaires and how impressive that is. And she's like, they just dated the entire NBA and it got on a lot of people's nerves. And I'm like, I think you're right.
It was the curse of the Kardashian.
They dated a lot of people in the NBA and sports fans got bothered by that.
I mean, Chris Humphrey's career over after that. Tristan stopped being an everyday player, you know, a starter after that.
We watched James Harden get fat.
Ben Simmons.
James soften, more likely.
Do we have to look out for Timothy Chalamet now?
God, I hope so.
He brings both of the Jenners courtside. Not in game one. That was Ben Stiller's territory, but the other games.
Just.
I like Chalamet.
I said it once, I'll say it 12 times. A bad Bob Dylan, I can't do it.
I like Chalamet. Oh, we're going to watch that movie this weekend.
I'm Danny Kardashian. Oh.
Was that your Bob Dylan, or was that your Chalamet doing Bob Dylan?
Little bit of both. Jake, wonderful stuff, buddy.
Wait, is the movie good?
I don't know. Haven't seen it yet, but hopeful. A lot of my friends like it.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
That's trade me. Keep sending your trades. And Nick Wilson says, when in Paris in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. The Eagle-less Jake Murrin is back from.
I started bragging about his three, and all of a sudden.
He did. I mean, you never brag about your three, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, some do. That's okay.
It's an acceptable size for some.
I don't need the extra quarter inch. Jake, how is Paris?
It was great, guys.
So Jake actually said, I was so relatable. Jake was talking about his first couple days in Paris and the problems that they kind of ran into. And it, like, everything he said about his trip to Paris on his honeymoon reminded me of going to Jamaica, of just how you don't think of, like, oh, I'm going to a foreign country. I'm going to feel a little out of place. You don't think about that until you're there and you're like, oh, it's a literal different, it's a different, it's a completely different style there.
Jamaica, though, for you at least, was a resort. Poor Jake ended up at multiple different locations and places that we have here.
Yeah. So walk us through your culinary experience there, Jake.
Yeah, the culinary experience was definitely like the hardest one to overcome. Like that kind of slap in the face right when you get there of exactly what you said, Nick, of, oh yeah, I'm in this foreign land. But day one, we get there. We don't have anything to do on the itinerary, kind of just settling in France. And we go to this brasserie like 3 minutes down the street from our hotel. And it's essentially a brewery, but no one speaks English there. We sit down, we order a Coke, we order a soda, and we wait for like an hour before we check out for them to actually take our order. And it's all coming back to me while I sit there that in my 8 years of learning French in school, that the culinary experience is very different in Paris than it is here in America. And it definitely deflated our confidence and ego as we went on this 6-day trip in Paris.
Can I ask you, I think this is a dumb question. Couldn't you just pull up like Google Translate on your phone and then play it for them?
Yeah, I just didn't want to be that guy. Like, I knew how to order in French, but I didn't know how to like get their attention. And I didn't want to be that rude American who like waved at the waiter, because that's essentially how they view tourists and Americans, especially, of just being rude and doing things like that. I wanted to be better than that.
I mean, it's the French. It's not as if they're like the most hospitable people. I'm sure it would have fit in the culture to wave them down. I'm sure it would have.
Do you have some?
Your eyes got really lit up there.
Do you have some very excited when
I
French?
Me and the French have always been a problem. Okay, if I ever run into Wemby, we're gonna have an issue on our hands.
Like Evan Fournier just pisses you off.
All that boredom and ennui out there. I feel like.
But then, why do you like Timothée Chalamet?
He's not French. He was born in America.
I think he grew up in France.
No, I think he grew up in like Queens or something. That's what makes him so fascinating to me, is he just had a bad draw as far as his last name was concerned. I think people think that he's foreign, but he's just a kid from New York.
French-American actor, it says here.
I got to Wikipedia my guy then. I got to get to the bottom of this. I thought he was, there's so many accounts on Twitter of him like waiting outside of Knicks games when he was like 15 years old trying to get autographs.
His French father, Marc Chalamet.
His French father.
Is a New York correspondent for Les Parisiens.
As a group in New York.
Yeah. And give me a second here. He is bilingual. Good for him.
Well, yeah, Duolingo helps out a lot of people.
He spent summers in Le Chambon sur Lyon. A small French village, 2 hours from Lyon, at the home of his paternal grandparents.
Born in New York City. It says it right here.
You're a natural, Nick.
But thank you very much.
And he was just in France, so he knows what it is.
He probably got a flashback there. He's like, whoa.
The first line of Chalamet's Wikipedia is, born in New York City, grew up in a federally subsidized artist building, Manhattan Plaza, in Hell's Kitchen, which is just, that's in New York. That's right there.
Growing up, he spent summers in whatever the small French village. So he's French adjacent at the very least. If you have as many problems with the French as possible, I mean, I think you got to have some problems with
maybe Chalamet is mending those broken fences that I have with the French.
All of a sudden?
Yeah, between Chalamet, between Wemby, maybe all of a sudden I like France more than I thought.
What's your beef bourguignon with France, by the way?
Just always felt like they just looked down on us. And like that mentality that you have right there, where you're like, I didn't want to come across as an obnoxious American because I wanted to represent America well, because deep down you know it's because the French don't really like us that much. I think is part of why I've always had an issue with the French that way. It's always been the idea. They just think like they're better than us.
Jake, do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I don't know if they look down on us. It's just when you travel internationally, you try to not look like a tourist. You don't want to be that, you know, obvious tourist take advantage of. And yeah, certainly, like, we definitely look the part, but we were trying our best not to be.
I don't know, man. When I go different places,
you're the ugly American?
I just let it be. Yeah, yeah. I would have gone up, and met, if that's what it took, I wouldn't have tried to offend anybody. And I'm not snapping my fingers. Like, come here. Papa! If I wouldn't do it in a restaurant in America, I'm not doing it in a restaurant in France. Just, we don't become a social animal.
Oh, s'il vous plaît.
Now I feel like you're just a Disney cartoon. that's what I feel like.
I was trying to think of something, whatever the Disney character, the French candelabra was. I can't remember. Wasn't his name Garcon?
That was Garcon, yeah.
Very offensive calling a candelabra, who's also the host, a maitre d', Garcon.
Yeah.
That's just...
Are you also thinking of Gaston?
No. Too? Gaston was the boorish, the toxic masculinity guy, who clearly had some deep-seated issues he did not work out.
Sure.
Not trying to spoil anything. All right. So when did you actually consume some actual French cuisine there?
Yeah. So that was 2 days later. On day three, we went to this restaurant, Soleil Dior, across from the Saint Chapelle. And it was fantastic. We walked right in and we said bonjour to the waiter. And he was like, inside or outside, and do you want to order food? Like, right away, did not even entertain that we were trying to speak French. But he was probably like the best waiter I've ever had. It doesn't even compare to any here in America. And ooh, yeah, we actually enjoyed a French meal that night.
So as a former server in America, I'm going to take offense to this here. That's a lot of people you just insulted there, Jake.
I mean, he was fantastic. The best server. And like, you don't tip in Paris or in France either. Like, they make a livable wage to where you don't have to tip, but we still tipped him some euros because he was that good.
It's like, what made him a good server? How did he serve you?
I mean, he was just the best. Like, obviously, we don't know what is going on. We don't know how to even read the menu. So he was very helpful in like showing us what things were and actually helping us with our order. And he just had a personality, which I feel like a lot of sometimes waiters and waitresses don't have.
Whoa. Yeah. Jake spent 6 days in Paris, and all of a sudden
he's coming after the whole workforce of servers.
He views servers the way Parisians view Americans. He's like, I'm sorry, in France we have so much better servers.
All I'm saying is that servers in America can be sometimes formulaic. In Paris,
formulaic,
far different experience, and that
in so less people. While you're at it,
it can be a good thing too, but formulaic, just completely different.
You need
good
like a magic trick. You need some like deep pillow talk from your waiters.
Man. No, well, the dining experience first and foremost is completely different overseas than it is here.
Oh, glad you got some culture in you now.
Yeah,
please, I mean, tell us more about high society in France for you.
The dining experience is very different. So the waiters over there have to be different. So I don't know. I guess I just enjoyed that more. That's all I'll say.
You're saying okay, how's it different?
Could it be harder here? Like, when you think if you're actually, you know, dancing for your dollar, so to speak, if you're living off tips here, and you said they don't get tips in France at all, right? So wouldn't you think it'd be harder? Like, you'd work harder because, you know, at the end of it, you're going to make your money based off of how well of a job you did. Where in France, it's just an hourly wage.
Yeah, but the thing in Paris is like the meal isn't a part of, it's a part of the experience, but more so just being there and who you're with is more so the experience itself.
I don't like this, Jake. This Jake spent a week in France, and all of a sudden he thinks like all French people do that.
Jake,
you're better than us now, Jake. Is that what's going on here?
No, I'm not better than you guys. I'm just
looking
saying
down
that.
On the servers. You're just more cultured.
Looking down on the servers of America. Yeah. The working class.
You're more worldly. You know better than us. You're smarter than us.
Jeez.
Now he's running from us.
Now he's running.
Yeah, now he's ducking us. Can't handle the heat. All of a sudden, he's Mr. Death to America. Now all of a sudden he's getting pushback on. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden that red, white, and blue doesn't feel. It's like you get a little heat up close. Huh?
Well, I wish you would have stayed in France at this point.
I think that might have been just yesterday or all of yesterday or 2 days ago of just not wanting to be here.
Yeah, he was funny about coming back to work. He had that realization after a long trip that you got to come back and actually do it, and I don't think he wanted to do it.
All right, looks like Robert in Brecksville. He is a world traveler. He's been to Italy and London and Italy and London.
Nobody even has to screen my call. You just know it's me from caller ID, isn't it?
No.
You're screened.
No, somebody actually just put your name in there, Robert in Rexville.
That's odd timing. But no, Jake is right on that to some part. So, like, the whole dining experience is quite different over there. Like, if you're going to hang out with locals, it's like how you go down, like, East Bank and, like, bar hop and go to, like, six different bars to get drinks. That's kind of the same thing in Europe, but with food. So, like, when I was hanging out with my friends, like, Friday and Saturday in Italy, we go to, like, five, six different restaurants. We get, like, either a sandwich here or pasta here or dessert there. And then if you're just two, like, Americans just dining out, one of the things, Jake, you may have noticed, is did you get seated away when any restaurant you go in, did you get seated kind of like by yourself away from like locals? because if you're American, a lot of like European restaurants will tend to seat you away from everybody else, primarily because you're like speaking English and not the local language, because they kind of like to separate people that way a little bit just so they don't like disturb locals. So you may have noticed that too. But so, I think it's just funny how you got, we're like a little, not necessarily lost. I mean, I'm not fluent, and I'm not trying to brag here. No disrespect. I'm not bragging. I could speak enough Italian to get by. You could drop me in any country in Italy, and I'd probably be fine just winging it.
Sounds like
a
brag.
But I just thought that was funny. Yeah, a little bit. But did you even at least have Google Translate on your phone or anything? Because it's like, I always go over there with the database for whatever language I'm in just to like get me by at least if I need to speak a sentence that I don't like consciously know.
No, I had Google Translate. It would have been helpful on the first day, but outside of that, like, we were going to these obviously tourist heavy places, and every place outside of that first day, they spoke English.
Robert, we got a boogie, buddy. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Bye. All right. So you and Robert, you going to France together, I guess, because you're just
sitting
France
in
is better.
Segregated parts of the restaurant together.
Yeah. I mean, he backed me up on the servers, so.
Still, nobody says how it's better.
Yeah, you just said it is.
I talked about how he actually had personality and character.
That's not...
Like he did your taxes for you? He fixed a flat tire or a fat tire?
Well, no,
in
apparently
my case.
All American servers are just robots.
Characterless.
It's yeah. They're just robots. Just coming to the...
At least in my experiences.
You're as rude as the Frenchman now.
Oh, my God.
These colors don't run around these parts, Jake.
I think he's the Assassin's Apprentice, but he might be Jake the Frenchman from now on.
Do your French impression now.
Jake, come on now. We love the Americans. In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds! Yes.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.